Thousands of protesters have poured into the streets across New Zealand, calling on their country to walk away from negotiations of the TPP. More than 2,000 people recently marched in the small New Zealand city of Dunedin, where activist Rob Stewart addressed the crowd.
We don't want this thing to go through. We're here as leaders of our community telling them, no way. Who's with me?
The TPP is highly controversial, not only because of the secrecy that surrounds it, but also because of leaked portions of the agreement that trade experts say could have serious negative implications for citizens of the signing countries. They've warned the TPP could affect everything from the price of medicine to copyright laws to state-owned enterprises like CBC or Radio New Zealand. Activist and social worker Jen Olsen organized the recent anti-TPP protest in Dunedin. She thinks New Zealanders are upset about the TPP for a lot of the same reasons people in other countries are, including its confidentiality.
A big one is, of course, the secrecy itself and the fact that once people find out that something as wide-ranging and important as the TPP is happening kind of under their noses but being hidden, that is something that concerns a lot of people and they want to find out more.
That very secrecy is at the core of a joint court case pending against the New Zealand government. Legal scholar Jane Kelsey is leading the legal action on behalf of seven organizations, including Consumer New Zealand, Oxfam, and Greenpeace. Back in January, she filed an official information request for a number of TPP-related documents, including the draft text itself. When Kelsey requested the documents, Trade Minister Tim Grosser refused to hand them over. So now the group is taking him to court. They filed the court papers on August 5th. Kelsey can't talk about the details of the legal case before it's heard by New Zealand's High Court, but she can say it's challenging the right of the New Zealand government to keep the TPP a secret.
We are questioning the interpretation that the minister has made of the powers to withhold documents under New Zealand's domestic legislation, irrespective of whatever they may have agreed to externally.
If the petitioners prevail and the TPP draft texts are released, it would be the ultimate victory in a years-long public education campaign about the trade agreement.
Once people understand what the issues are and how it affects them, then they have become vocal. And we've seen politicians also, including now the Labour Party, expressing their own concern. And so I think it's simply been a matter of education around something that is very obtuse.
Japanese opponents to the TPP have also launched their own constitutional challenge to the secrecy of the agreement. That legal action mirrors a spirited public engagement about the TPP that the Japanese and New Zealand public share.
My experience is that, in fact, the debates in New Zealand have been amongst the most vibrant, perhaps from Japan.
Kelsey thinks that vibrancy could, in large part, be explained simply.
New Zealand does not have a free trade agreement with the US, and nor does Japan. A number of the other countries, if you look at Chile or Peru, they already have FTAs with the US. So many of the more extreme demands that the US is making in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, especially in the non-trade areas such as intellectual property or investment, other countries have already made.
Olsen has also noticed the interest that the TPP has piqued in New Zealand, as evidenced by the recent week of widespread public actions and rallies. She attributes it, at least in part, to a deep and enduring skepticism of the national government.
I think that in New Zealand, if people get the idea that someone's trying to pull the wool over their eyes, they don't like it. And they're more and more likely to say, no, I want to know about that. I'm not going to let that go. They don't accept it. There's not so much conformity, perhaps. And I certainly think in the United States that there's a higher level of political conformity and a less of political discussion and information and understanding in the general community than there is here.
So be happy as you slave away, locked into your lowly wage, cause the TPP is good for...
When talks in Maui last month failed to reach a conclusion, New Zealand activists and even some industry opponents rejoiced. It bought them more time to convince the public of the ills of the TPP, Olsen says. And time is ticking. Canada has elections coming up in October, and the United States has its own roadshow of an election cycle rapidly approaching. Global trade analysts speculate that if Canada and the U.S. don't sign the TPP before their respective political changeovers, they never will. But New Zealand Prime Minister John Key insists New Zealand will be able to close the deal and said negotiators were getting, quote, close to the final bits of the issues at hand. Further TPP negotiations are tentatively planned for later this month. Carla Green, FSRN, New Zealand. John Key, champion of democracy.